music stop. Comme Benjamin, nous avons utilisé dans ces questions did suivi du sujet et suivi de l'infinitif sans to. Nous connaissons maintenant l'histoire de Mathieu. Vous avez entendu vrai ou faux à des énoncés. Vous avez répondu à des questions. Vous avez appris à utiliser le simple past pour exprimer des actions passées et vous poser des questions. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. La prochaine conversation est l'interview d'un Américain venant de la Floride, c'est-à-dire l'État de Floride, en anglais Florida. Kathy va demander à Robert Harris, « Where are you from? D'où venez-vous? » Il va répondre avec la contraction « I'm from Florida. »« I am from Florida. » « I'm », c'est la contraction. « Je viens de la Floride. » « I'm from Florida. » Kathy dit à son invité « Good morning, Mr. Harris. » Par politesse, elle choisit de l'appeler par son nom de famille, « Last name. » L'invité, Robert Harris, va dire en se présentant « Please call me Bob. » Il préfère être moins formel. Une autre façon de demander d'où vient quelqu'un, « Are you from ?» Êtes-vous de « Are you from ?» « Are you from Orlando ?» Elle lui demande « Are you from Orlando ?» Écoutez, listen.
Now it's time for our interview. Our guest today is Robert Harris. Good morning, Mr. Harris.
Good morning, Kathy. Please call me Bob.
Okay, Bob. I have a question for you.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Are you from Orlando?
No, I'm not. I'm not from Orlando. I'm from Miami.
That's very interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our guest is Bob Harris. He's from Miami, Florida.
Comme vous l'avez entendu, il y a plusieurs façons de demander d'où vient une personne. Vous avez entendu « Where are you from ?» Et maintenant, vous venez d'entendre Are you from Orlando? Et moi, je vous demande, are you from Congo? Are you from Rwanda? Are you from Senegal? Are you from Niger? Are you from Burundi? Et vous allez répondre avec la contraction de I am, en répétant après moi, I'm from Congo. Et répétez. I'm from Congo. I'm from Rwanda. I'm from Senegal. Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
Where are you from?
D'où venez-vous?
I'm from the United States.
Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Where are you from?
I'm from Miami.
Where are you from, Max?
I'm from San Francisco.
Where are you from, Kathy?
I'm from New York.
Une question pour vous. À vous de répondre.
A question for you.
Une question pour vous.
Now, here's a question for you.
Listen for the bell,
après son
then
cloche,
say your answer.
Donnez votre réponse.
What's your name?
Comment vous appelez?
Nice to meet you.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner se trouve dans un restaurant. Martin Lerner is in a restaurant today. Il fait une interview avec le chef. He is interviewing the chef. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à discuter de la spécialisation et la compétence des gens. Vous entendrez comment on utilise le verbe can, pouvoir, dans le sens de capacité. Le verbe to know, savoir, et to do, faire. You will learn about people's skills. English USA, diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez bien sûr apprendre à poser des questions sur la spécialisation et la compétence des gens. You will learn to ask questions about people's skills, their specialization, and their competence. Martin est dans un restaurant et il fait une interview avec le chef. Can't you cook breakfast? Lui demande-t-il. Vous préparez aussi le petit déjeuner, n'est-ce pas? But of course, bien sûr. Of course I can. But I don't. Bien sûr, je peux, mais je ne le fais pas. Il continue, le chef, en expliquant certaines choses, en disant, par exemple, We use eggs in so many things. Nous utilisons les œufs dans énormément de choses. We use. Il parle pour les personnes de sa profession. Il demandera aussi à Martin, What do you like to cook? Ou bien encore, il demandera, What food do you like to cook? Le chef est spécifique parce que c'est son travail. What food? What meal? Quel repas? Quelle nourriture aimez-vous faire? Ensuite, il revient au terme oui, nous, en disant We serve dinner. Nous servons le dîner ou le repas du soir à 7h30. That's my best time of day. Ou ce sont mes heures préférées, entre 7h30 et 11h du soir. I can take time. Pourquoi? Parce que je peux prendre mon temps. I can take time. I can be careful. Je peux faire très attention. I can cook things that I can't cook for lunch. Je peux faire cuisiner certains plats que je ne peux pas cuisiner pour le déjeuner. Martin lui demande ensuite, Can you make desserts? Pouvez-vous faire les desserts? Ou savez-vous comment faire les desserts? I can, but I don't. Je peux, mais je ne les fais pas. Ce n'est pas ma spécialisation. Stephanie makes the desserts. Stéphanie, mon assistante, fait les desserts. C'est une tâche particulière. Can you make a pizza? Demande Martin au chef. Le chef répond. I guess I could. Je pense que oui, but I won't. Mais non, je ne le fais pas. Pourquoi? Il dit à Martin, parce que c'est ordinaire. Anyone can make a pizza. N'importe qui peut faire une pizza. Donc lui, c'est un chef et il n'est pas n'importe qui. Écoutons le reste de leur conversation.
You do that very well.
Of course. It's one of the first things a chef learns.
Why?
We use eggs in so many things. We use them for breakfast. But I don't cook breakfast.
Can't you cook breakfast?
Of course I can. I don't like to.
What do you like to cook?
What food or what meal?
Let's say what meal.
In this restaurant, I like to cook dinner. We serve dinner from 7:30 until 11. That's my best time of day.
Is that the only reason?
No. Dinner is slow. I can take time. I can be careful. I can cook things that I can't cook for lunch.
Why is that?
People are in a hurry at lunch. They have a short time for lunch.
What can you cook for lunch?
Besides eggs?
Yes, I know about the eggs. Can you make desserts?
I can, but I don't. Stephanie makes the desserts. What would you like for lunch?
A pizza.
A pizza? That's terrible.
Everyone loves pizza.
Vous avez appris à utiliser le verbe can, pouvoir, dans le sens de la capacité, de la compétence d'une personne. Et nous avons entendu la différence avec can pour demander un renseignement. Can you tell me how it's done? Pouvez-vous me dire comment cela se fait? L'emploi de to know, savoir, et to do aussi. Et bien sûr, vous continuez de vous exercer avec how, comment, et why, pourquoi. Have a great practice. Goodbye.
Welcome to Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé.
And I'm Roger Muntou.
And you can find us on Facebook at Facebook Anglais Télé.
That's right.
We're going to continue talking about the tenses. We are going to go from the present progressive to the past tense using the progressive of be and ing. And we're going to give you some examples. For example, I was walking in the park last night.
That's right.
When a dog ran up to me and just bit me.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good sentence because you're using still the ing, but you using the past first and then the verb with an ending ing, saying that it was the action started and was continuing when the dog, attacked you. So until the dog attacked you, you were still walking. So
exactly.
The action was still going, and that action happened within that time.
Right. So it's a timeline that's in the past already.
Yeah.
But it's ongoing. As I'm telling you the story about yesterday,
it's ongoing.
In that action, it was an action that was ongoing.
Yeah.
So it's a bit tricky. Let's warm up. I'm going to get immediately into it. Okay, so I was writing an email to my mother when my father came into the room. And he said, stop.
Yeah, so as you were writing, you didn't stop. And your dad just walked in. Your father just walked in. I was eating when the dog just walked into the kitchen.
Did he take your bone?
I hope not. No, he didn't.
Okay, well, we're going to ask our listeners to participate with this past and this continuous action in the past. So you
now, do we call this past progressive?
I actually added the progressive. I think they call
that's
it
nice
past progressive. Continuous.
Continuous.
But I really wanted listeners to understand that we're talking about the past. It's an action which in the past is not an instant action.
Right.
It's an action that's ongoing. And then something happens in the past right after that action. And we need to use prepositions for that. Like when, while, as, then. And this brings that instantaneous moment in the past.
Right.
We're going to ask our listeners to help us out. Let's welcome our guest. Hi, we are going to welcome Paul Wayne. I love
Paul
his name.
Wayne.
Paul Wayne Cabasele from...
From DRC.
DRC,
yeah,
exactly.
Cabasele is DRC. That's my brother.
We're really happy to have you. Hi, Paul. Paul Wayne. Oh, and we still have Mariam Gaba from the English Club in Bamako. Hi, Mariam.
Hi.
And we have Halima Touré, also from Bamako. Welcome, Halima.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
All right. So we have decided to get a bit more complicated, and we are exploring.
Yep.
That's the present progressive. We are exploring, and we have explored. We're going to put you guys on the spot and ask you what you've done in the past in the progressive form, and then suddenly you're interrupted by something, also an action in the past, like Roger and I were saying. I'm going to give a quick example. I was tweeting my friend. Then he called on the phone.
Mm-hmm. And I can give another example. I was drinking water when my brother called me on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's kind of copycat. You're a copycat. Okay. So we're going to ask Paul Wayne, since you haven't yet spoken to us, we're going to ask you to give us an example of something in the past that's progressive, and then an action happens to interrupt that progressive action. Okay, Paul, we can't hear you. Can you speak a bit louder?
I think the line is pretty bad.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very good. Paul, we know that you're listening, so we're going to put Paul in audition, and he's going to listen to the other students and give with their examples. Mariam Gaba, we're going to ask you to give us an example of a progressive action in the past, interrupted suddenly by something also in the past.
Okay. My sentence is, I was walking in the street when I saw some children running away from the school.
Okay. Because she was walking when she saw. So she used the two past tense very correctly.
That was good.
So one is the past progressive or past continuous.
Yeah, that was good.
And then she used the past simple.
Yep.
When I saw. And of course, saw is an irregular verb.
Right.
To see, saw, I saw, saw. Mm. Okay, Halima.
Okay,
yes, go ahead.
I can give another sentence also.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. I was promoting the English language when I met wonderful people.
When what?
When she met wonderful people. Can you repeat it again, please? We love your English.
I was promoting the English language.
Language. Yeah. Yes.
Language.
Mm-hmm. When
I met a beautiful people and wonderful people of English.
Okay, when she met beautiful English-speaking people, I think she means.
Okay, English-speaking people.
Yes, that's a very good example.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Ben, vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct et de pratiquer l'anglais.
Avec
Michel
et Roger. Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Consultez aussi notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
la meilleure musique.